from Quality Radio Productions. It's another edition of Classics and Beyond, an exploration of the wide and varied world of classical music. I'm Jake Longwell. We'll open today's program with music of Joseph Haydn. We'll hear his Concerto No. 2 for cello and orchestra in D major, Opus 101. The work was completed in 1783 for the cellist Antonín Kraff, who was a cellist in the Esterházy Orchestra of Prince Nikolaus of Hungary at that time. For many years, it was doubted that this was an authentic Haydn composition, until Haydn's autographed score for the work was discovered in 1951. The work is in three movements: Allegro Moderato, Adagio, and Rondo Allegro, respectively. This is an historic recorded in November of 1955, featuring the Hungarian-Dutch cellist Tibor de Makula with the Vienna Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Bernhard Paumgartner.
Thank you.
the Second Cello Concerto in D Major, Opus 101 of Joseph Haydn. As performed by the Vienna Symphony Orchestra, Bernard Palmgartner conducting, with featured soloist, cellist Tibor de Machula. That performance recorded between November 21st and 23rd of 1955. We took it from 1999 Philips compact disc, the album Tibor de Machula, Schumann, Boccherini, Haydn, Cello Concertos. So yes, there are three cello concertos, all classic performances from the mid-1950s. Cello concertos by Robert Schumann, Luigi Boccherini, and, of course, Joseph Haydn. You are listening to Classics and Beyond. I'm Jake Longwell. If you want to get in touch with the program, you can do so by email. The address is qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. And please visit our blog and website, where you'll find much more info about the show, and also the opportunity to listen to this and previous episodes in the series at your convenience. qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. This is Classics and Beyond, program number 1707. We have another performance from the early 1950s for you now. This is something entirely different, however. It definitely falls within the and beyond portion of the program's title, Classics and Beyond. We have here, in its entirety, what some believe to be the first recorded example of musique concrète, a very early form of experimental music which would lay the groundwork for tape music and other forms of electronic music in the decades to follow. As the name suggests, musique concrète is, literally, taking smaller bits of sound and assembling them, or building them, into one larger piece of sound. Such will be the case with Symphonie pour un homme seul, Symphony for One Man Alone, a work conceived in 1949 and 1950 by two French composers, Pierre Schaeffer and Pierre Henry, respectively. The work was premiered in March of 1950. The piece is made up primarily of various man-made sounds, everything from laughing to crying, groans, whistling, sounds generated with one's hands, one's lips, as well as various bits of spoken text which are manipulated and played backwards, as well as bits of music and other noises from unknown sources. The premise here is to encourage man to discover his or her own symphony within him or herself. That is, we can create our own music, and we don't have to be limited to quote-unquote singing. There is so much more that we could do with our own voice and our own bodies. And I think that the concept here is a very admirable one, and it's demonstrated quite well in this work. And if you really listen, you can also hear some of the early stages of what would come to be known as sampling, a technique which is, of course, used heavily today in rap and hip-hop music. The work initially was composed of 22 individual movements. Eventually, it was revised down to 12 movements, each relatively short. And the movements are Prosopopée 1, Partita, Waltz, Erotic, Scherzo, Collectif, Prosopopée 2, Eroica, Apostrophe, Intermezzo, Cadence, and Strette. All of the sounds are generated using multiple turntables and audio mixers. Music of Pierre Schaeffer and Pierre Henry. Symphonie pour un homme seul. Don't
Why is that? Risque
Symphonie pour un homme seul, Symphony for One Man Alone. A very early example, if not the first example, of musique concrète, music composed and performed by Pierre Henry and Pierre Schaeffer, utilizing various turntables, sound manipulating techniques, and audio mixers. Work on this piece began shortly after the establishment of the electronic music studio at the State Public Broadcaster in France in 1948. The composition was created during 1949 and early 1950 and premiered publicly in March of 1950. The work was scaled back significantly during the public performance due to some technical problems. Originally, the work was to be composed of 22 movements. Eventually, it was revised to the 12 movements that you heard. And those movements were Prosopopée 1, Partita, Valse, Erotica, Scherzo, Collectif, Prosopopée 2, Eroica, Apostrophe, Intermezzo, Cadence, and Strette, respectively. The work made up almost entirely of various man-made sounds. The work has been described by the composers themselves as an opera for the blind, a performance without argument, and a poem of noises, all of which are apt, in my opinion. Various excerpts of this piece have been included on electronic music compilations over the years, but I didn't have the work in its entirety until I finally acquired an amazing 4-CD box set of the work of Pierre Henry, the album Mix Pierre Henry 2.0, released on Philips, containing much of his work from the 1950s right through to the 1980s. As longtime listeners of the program are aware, I'm deeply fascinated by early aspects of tape music and electronic music, and having heard this piece in its entirety now that I've acquired this box set, I often wonder how the piece would have sounded had stereophonics been around in 1949 and 1950, when they could have done so much more with multiple audio channels instead of just the one mono channel so that everything was in the center. Still, an amazing piece of music, and I don't have much use for today's contemporary music, but I often wonder how many hip-hop and rap DJs are aware that they owe the very existence of their music to these very early sound experiments. For that matter, I wonder how many of them would even frankly care. But those of you listening to Classics and Beyond care, and that's really all that matters. And with that, we come to the end of this edition of the program. My name is Jake Longwell. Thank you, as always, for your company. I hope you enjoyed my selections. Once again, if you want to get in touch with the program, the email address is qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. If there is a particular aspect of classical music or a particular composer that you'd like me to feature on a future show, please email me and I'll do my best to accommodate your request. And once again, our blog and website, where you'll find full program playlists and streaming audio, qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. And again, this is show number 1707. Please join me again soon, won't you, for another exploration of the wide and varied world of classical music. Classics and Beyond is distributed by Quality Radio Productions.